32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.
Thanks for joining us this week on 32GI Sports Nutrition. I'm Mr. Active David Katz, and I hope you've been enjoying the coverage Mark Wolf and I have been giving you over the course of August, looking at different varying aspects of fat, how you can use it in exercise, products you take in, what is the difference between high and low fat. But all of that is available on our website, 32GI.com. To end the month, we want to look at weight loss. Weight loss is a huge goal for many people, and one of the main reasons people do go and sort of start new exercise regimes, start these nutrition diets, and focusing more on getting things right to lose that weight. So, Mark, basically, what would you say are the best ways for people to try burn body fat, but by using a combination of both nutrition and exercises? We generally know they need to go hand in hand.
Look, I think the first thing I need to state up front is that everybody's looking for a quick fix to burn body fat, and a lot of people are taking substances which are very health hazardous. And I mean, you're talking about stimulants, you're talking about thermogenics, you're talking about maybe even illegal substances. I don't think this is the route to go. We need to look at clean, healthy, natural ways of actually burning body fat. And there's many, many ways that this can be done. So firstly, yes, nutrition combined with exercise are key, but nutrition alone can already start to help as far as a body. I mean, we're burning calories all day long, but nutrition is very critical. Burning body fat, I think the first thing is that we need to assess what kind of person you are, and have a look what is impacting you, and from a food point of view, what is it that a person's consuming that might negatively impact being fat? That's the first thing. And sometimes a person can be carbohydrate intolerant, and they would need to go into a lower carb or slightly higher fat diet. Sometimes they're just eating too many cheat meals or too many of the wrong meals or too many of the wrong foods or food groups. And it's a matter of looking at the kinds of foods that somebody's eating, the timing between those meals as well, and also obviously the portion sizes and the volumes of what they're eating. So looking at the macros, the carbohydrates, the proteins and fats. And nutrition really, really varies differently from one person to the next. So each person is unique. But I need to stipulate up front that that is probably the most critical factor when it comes to wanting to become far leaner and to burn off body fat. You need to eat correctly. If you don't eat correctly, you are going to really battle to do it just with exercise. Exercise then fits into the picture. There are two puzzle pieces that need to be interlinked, nutrition and exercise. As far as exercise goes, there's obviously, people talk about the aerobic zone as far as burning off fat goes, but from our point of view, obviously high-intensity training sessions also obviously enable body fat burn, not necessarily during the actual session, but because it actually burns off a larger amount of calories, even post-exercise, that you can actually put yourself into a nice fat burn zone post-exercise. So I think a combination of the two are required, high-intensity sessions combined with also sort of low-intensity sessions. And low intensity sessions, I'm talking more endurance, so longer based training sessions. And you'll find that endurance athletes or people that actually train for longer periods, for longer hours, they actually tend to become a lot leaner, a lot quicker. But again, it depends on the kind of athlete, because some people want to maintain a slightly higher muscle mass, so they're not going to go and do 3 or 4 hours. They might limit themselves to 90 minutes of aerobic exercise. But you can make that kind of exercise extremely effective in ensuring that the right amount of calories is burned off. And you can't target fat as well. A lot of people think that you can target body fat and you can target certain areas of the body to break down fat. It just doesn't happen. The body will actually break down fat naturally, and it will choose the areas that happen first. And it just so happens that Murphy's Law might say that for a woman, the body fat on the butt is the last place you lose. For a man, sometimes it's around the waist, or even sometimes it's the double chin. But wherever it is, you've got no determination in understanding what is going to break down first. But I think if you stick to a healthy eating regime and you understand that that's the most critical factor, and you time the right exercise and time the nutrition around that exercise, there's only one way you can go, and that's forwards.
Now, Mark, looking at sort of heart-based training, a lot of people doing that, and the point is you don't have to go sit at a maximum or sit at your threshold, your heart rate threshold, to be burning fat. That fat burn zone is actually at a much lower heart rate, isn't it?
Yes, it is at a lower heart rate, and we spoke about that in I think one of the other podcasts, which is how does fat burn? But oxygen getting into the body, it is able to, it forms a sort of a carbon bond attached to the fat molecule, and the fat molecule eventually goes through the cycle and it actually gets burnt off. The problem is that if you are training at that aerobic zone and you are getting the oxygen into the system and you're allowing for fat burn to take place, my question is, what have you eaten before that session? What is in your system before that session? Because sometimes you can train for an hour in a low zone, but you might never even start burning off fat, depending on what is actually sitting in your body. And, you know, people say maybe it takes 20 or 30 minutes to burn off fat, but I think this is where the nutrition comes into play. What have you eaten prior to or during that exercise? And I think that is the difficult thing. So I like a combination of high intensity and aerobic, because you'll get the benefit of both worlds. High intensity, without a doubt, will burn off that glucose in the system quite quickly. And then switching maybe to a combination of aerobic with high intensity, you'll find that that combination works a lot more effectively. But there, if you're only training in a very low zone, then your nutrition has to be spot on. It really has to be crucial to you, to this process.
Now, Mark, in terms of sort of measuring sort of body fat, I know the BMI index has been sort of the standard for a long time, but now there's other options and people are questioning, is that the best way to sort of measure it? But my point is, yes, endurance athletes are very, very low fat, body fat, but for the average person, you don't really need to get that low, do you? You need a certain amount of body fat within your system.
I think there's a few classifications when it comes to body fat. And so there's a level they call an acceptable level from a health point of view, acceptable, where a man would be, say, between maybe 18 to 25% and a woman probably between 25 to 30%. I don't think somebody should be satisfied with acceptable. I think you should try and look to get more into that health and that fitness zone, where a man should be, if he wants to be from a health and fitness perspective, I think you should be looking at around 17% or under. And a woman should probably be looking at around 24%, probably between 20, 21 to 24% body fat. I think that would be quite good. Then you know you're in a very healthy space, and that's more of a fitness space to be in. I just feel that that's far better to be. Obviously, athletes, you're talking you know, male, female, there's essential fat that the body needs. A male probably needs at least 4%, I would say, maybe 2 to 4%. But a female, you're probably looking at around 10 to 12%. Any female athlete going under that is in a really dangerous position. The same with a male. You need to be slightly over that essential fat part. But again, that's far, far more the serious athlete. I don't expect anybody to get down there unless they are competitive and it's something that they really, really want. It's an area that they want to be. Most athletes will be slightly higher than that, but I would say for people, try and aim for that fitness health zone, and that would be the safety zone. I wouldn't say that, you know, being acceptable, I think you shouldn't be satisfied with it. You'd say it's not good enough. As far as the BMI goes, I agree with you 100%. When I was doing weight training 20 years ago, I still was quite lean, but I was quite muscular, and my BMI was through the roof. And people told me, just, you know, people without seeing me, based on your BMI, you're unhealthy. I don't believe in the BMI. I think it's just, it is too much generalization. Yeah, everybody's different. Some people have got bigger bone structure. Some people have got more dense muscle structures. And I mean, you know, the BMI obviously is worked on a height and weight basis. So I just think that, yes, it's definitely not an accurate measurement. I like to work with body fat. Without a doubt, I like to work with body fat. To me, that's a very, very true reflection of the status of your actual composition.
Well, Mark, thank you very much for that. And one of the key things to take out, there really is no quick fix when it comes to weight loss. You've got to put in the effort with your nutrition, and you've got to put in the effort with your healthy living and your sort of exercise regime around that. Thanks for joining us here on 32GI Sports Nutrition. From myself, Mr. Active, David Katz, we'll catch up with you in September. Hope you enjoyed Fat Month with us on the podcast.
32GI. Leading sports nutrition provider. Focused on health and performance. 32GI. Trusted sports nutrition advisors.